Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Fan.
You can see the yardage line to get to is at the 50. That would match his career long as 68 yard attempt. Ball's intercepted. The game is over as Cole Bishop gets it off the rebound. Tre'Davious White tipped it. And the Bills come down to Jacksonville and break a lot of hearts.
They back out of it. Hurts needs 11. Over the middle. Tip. Incomplete. San Francisco takes over. Looking to take away the upset. And it's Eric Kendricks, who's been here a month, who makes the biggest play of the night.
The play fake. Herbert drops back to pass. Herbert is hit. Herbert is sacked. It's the sixth sack of the day. Milton Williams wraps him up and slams him down at the 43-yard line. And that is going to do it.
How about a plethora of NFL football action for you on a Sunday? All three games riveting. I'm not going to oversell it. New England game was kind of boring. But Buffalo and Jacksonville, for sure. Defending Super Bowl champions, one and done at home against San Francisco, as those two teams have developed quite the little playoff rivalry here the last few years. And then Saturday night, two really exciting games too, which we'll get into. But first and foremost, yes, I'm going to make it all about me. Oh, Bobster was 5-0 with his picks this weekend.
Starting early, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to pop off after three straight last place finishes during the regular season. I think I've sucked in the playoffs as well. Coming out strong. Carolina and the Rams, we'll get into that. Entertaining game. L.A. did not cover the 10.5, by the way. It looked like they might have got cundiffed right out of the gate. And then Chicago comes from behind to stun Green Bay. Reports are today, however, that LaFleur, if anything, might get a contract extension. Not getting fired, which was the assumption there. Justin Herbert yesterday, last night, falls to 0-3 in the playoffs. Sirianni and A.J. Brown are getting into it on the sidelines. And then Josh Allen, who was getting beaten up all day long by Jacksonville, found a way to get things done. So the Jags, great regular season, disappointing loss because they were the higher seed. They were underdogs, but still at home. And this big offseason for Josh Allen, playoffs anyway. No Lamar, no Mahomes, no Burrow, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. He's supposed to be the guy. Well, he took a very big step in that positive direction coming from behind yesterday against Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I mean, if you're picking a game of the weekend, it'd be hard to argue against the Bears' comeback just because division rivals, everything that was attached to that, the LaFleur uncertainty and all the fallout that could come from that. But I'd put the Bills and Jags up there on the entertainment factor, the back and forth, Josh Allen getting it done late, and then conversely, Trevor Lawrence, after being maybe the best quarterback in the league for the last 5, 6, 7 weeks of the season, I mean, he was on fire.
Yep.
Their entire offense, their entire team was on fire, and most of the day they looked the part, but in the biggest moment, we got to talk about it all the time, what's the biggest difference when you're picking some of these playoff games? It always comes back to quarterback. And I thought that was case in point there yesterday. Lawrence showed that playoff inexperience.
Yeah, Josh Allen, 2 touchdowns rushing, through for one as well. The 10-yard tush push, I thought was a fascinating play because I figured the whistle would have blown like 4 times.
I think they wanted to let him in.
Before he got into the end zone. But still, that was an awesome thing to watch. And then for Philadelphia, a season in which their offense just really never seemed to be on the same page. And Barkley wasn't terrible yesterday, rushed for over 100 yards, but was not the Saquon Barkley of 2024, where he rushed for 2,000 and was a major reason they won the Super Bowl. We talked about A.J. Brown. It just things just did not seem right for the Eagles this year. And maybe if you're an Eagles fan, which I'm not, for the record, it's just, yeah, like we were with the Ravens last week. Yeah, just get it over with. I mean, it's just put us out of our misery and start planning on whatever the moves are going to be this offseason to get back to where we've been, which is the championship heights.
I don't know if it was that bad of a feeling. I mean, I think if I was an Eagles fan, I would have thought that they had a legit shot. I mean, not just because you're one of the teams in the dance, but their defense was very much legit.
Yep.
And they did their part, forced two big interceptions. They had nothing to show for it. So, I mean, that just can't happen. And you're right about the Eagles offense all year long, disjointed. And what a fitting end with A.J. Brown, right? I mean, could you paint up any more of a perfect conclusion and then planting seeds for what could happen for them in the offseason than him going crazy, Sirianni having to get in his face, and then it still didn't end there. I mean, he had some big drops in the second half. I mean, he did not play well, certainly didn't justify popping off with his mouth.
Well, the whole team had a problem with dropping a football, which proved to be to their detriment when it was all said and done. So San Francisco, the little team that keeps on charging, they lose Warner, they lose Bosa, and then last night on offense, they lose George Kittle to a blown Achilles, which means they probably won't have him for the vast majority of 2026. But yet, Nolan McGraw, here they are, two wins away from getting back to the Super Bowl.
Fitting again.
Yeah.
Like, it was a fitting end for Philly, but I would say that was fitting victory for San Francisco to find their season. I mean, they have just consistently overcome injury after injury, which you couldn't always say in the past. I feel like the Niners, over a five-year span, actually had some of the worst injury fortunes, just off the top of my head. I mean, the Ravens have dealt with theirs as well. We have a bias for that, but just from the outside looking in, the Niners have been decimated by injuries year over year, but finally this year, they're actually not letting it get in their way. I just kind of wonder if the Kittle one may be the straw that breaks the camel's back.
I mean, that's going to be a tough one to overcome. And I know McCaffrey was saying after the game, like, his spirit lives within us, or paraphrasing a little bit. What I found fascinating, though, because I was thinking about you, Nolan.
Oh.
When D-Rob had the big day for San Francisco, of course, for those new to the program, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fed, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Alex Gamponi. When DeMarcus Robinson played for the Ravens, you were not a big fan of his. And I didn't really understand the vitriol. Because he was just kind of a guy. You know what I mean? I didn't think he cost them things. Anything you got from him was a bonus. And you were running hot on this dude.
Well, I think my biggest point of frustration is that he would hold the ball with one hand in the open field.
Oh, okay.
And he had, what was his last season here? It was 2022. There was multiple instances. I think if he even had a fumble, coughing up the ball like that late in the game, did it in the playoffs, and it didn't cost him. But it just drove me crazy. He would continuously do that, even after having the ball knocked out. He never learned his lesson.
It came up big yesterday, however, for San Francisco. Scores a touchdown, over 100 yards receiving. So the 49ers advance, Buffalo advances, and then if you missed it late last night, New England is workmanlike, devastating. An offensive line with the Chargers that has been banged up due to injuries finally got its comeuppance. And for Justin Herbert, who's had his moments of brilliance too during the regular season, they won 11 games this year, but 0-3 in the playoffs. And that's always a narrative around these parts for people that want to crap all over Lamar Jackson, his losing record in the postseason, which is a fact, by the way. But Justin Herbert has not played well. Last year, when he threw four picks against Houston, and then yesterday, running for his life. I mean, he was their leading rusher, which is all very touching, but he's supposed to be making plays with the arm, and that was not happening last evening.
It's not just the 0-3 record. It's the performances there. And then what? I guess the third loss was that crazy blown lead to the Jags.
Oh, even maybe the worst of them all. They were up by like 20 points.
They've all been unique, but uniquely disappointing for different reasons. You know, they've never really gone out there, oh, we just got beat straight up. Or Justin Herbert goes out there, plays a great game, or at least a solid enough, but you say, you got outdueled by a better quarterback on the other side. No, he hasn't shown up. And now, I mean, I think there's chatter around him, obviously. Maybe chatter around Greg Roman and that offense. Wasn't exactly a powerhouse unit all year long. Year two of Greg Roman over there, so we'll see what the future holds.
So the playoffs have moved into the next round, except for one game, which is coming up tonight. Houston at Pittsburgh. And we can get into the why me's and should have been, would have, could have, should have been. Could have been the Ravens playing at home tonight, which means we would have been down at the Horseshoe Casino, Brew Brothers, doing Baltimore Game Day Uncensored, the pregame show starting at 5 o'clock. But we're not. Instead, we're going to be listening to the game here on The Fan, as Houston will take on Pittsburgh. But the Texans, 3-point favorites in this ball game. So Steelers do win the division. You commend them for achieving what they needed to achieve. For Houston, however, third straight year they've made it. They were 0-3 to start the season, so they should be commended for that. And C.J. Stroud, he at least wins one game. So it's not like he's not Justin Herbert. He's not 0-3. He's been in the playoff 2 years. This is year three. And his first two seasons, he's found a way to get a W and done it on the road as well.
Right. Yeah, I mean, look, they're riding that 9-game win streak. You know, you use the term, like, who's the hottest team in the league? We mentioned the Jags are red hot going into the postseason. The Texans are right there with them. Plus, they boast maybe the best defense in the league. In fact, you probably take the maybe away. I think they are the best defense in the league. Right. So they've routinely got it done with their defense all year long. Stroud's really come along, like you said, because early on this season, I thought they were dead in the water. And that we were going to start having these narratives about C.J. Stroud, like what happened to the rookie? You know, you could, maybe you could understand a regression. The sophomore slump, as they say, wouldn't be the first quarterback to experience that. Certainly won't be the last. But the way the early stages of this season looked, it was like, oh my God, was it fool's gold with him as a rookie? But he turned it around, starting to make everything work. I like him over the Steelers. It's not just a bias here thing. I mean, obviously I'm rooting against the Steelers, but I do genuinely think the Texans are the much better team.
And I stand corrected. His two wins were at home. C.J. Stroud in the postseason against Cleveland. And then last year against the Chargers. You want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Maryland, they lose again to UCLA Saturday night. They can't shoot the ball. They can't take care of the ball. They did out-rebound UCLA, if you're looking for a positive, but they're not even getting to the foul line anymore. So the Terps right now 0-5 in the Big Ten, and they got USC tomorrow night at 10:30 Eastern tip-off. So have fun with all of that good stuff. But Buzz Williams and the boys off to a brutal start, to say the least, here in conference play. No Pharrell Payne yet again in that one. College football playoff, the championship game is set. We were talking about Miami beating Ole Miss on Friday, Nolan, but Indiana puppy-pantsed Oregon on Friday night. And Mendoza, 5 touchdowns. So it's the Hurricanes at home against the Hoosiers. Indiana's never played for a national championship in college football, and it's been a minute for Miami, by the way, when they used to have monster teams.
Right. And Miami, look, the defense is great, so you give them a shot. The fact that it's a home game for them, that gives even bigger boosts. But just watching Indiana, it's like nobody can stop this team. And really, we should have probably known that once they took down Ohio State in the conference championship, because even that, all right, Indiana was great all year. But then to have that signature win over Ohio State, the emphatic closure to take the that, I feel like that was more than just a symbolic win. I feel like that was really them saying, all right, we're for real. Like, we know they're for real, but you know what I mean? Like, we're elite for real. We deserve to be the top team in the conference. We're going to run through the CFP. So again, if Miami's defense wants to put up a good fight, I could see it. But after watching how they dismantled Oregon, like, I mean, I could even justify maybe picking a...
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Blowout here.
That's next Monday night. Gaming in here on 105.7 The Fan for Miami. Hey, house money. not anymore. Now you're 60 minutes away from winning a championship, perhaps. So it's no longer, we shouldn't have been here. We've earned a couple of games. Hey, look at us. Now they're in it to win it, if you will. And for Indiana, Kurt Cignetti, just he's a guy that most people didn't know 3 years ago. Now he's talked about as one of the great coaches in American football. We'll come back. Speaking of that, John Harbaugh. Is he calling the shot? Is he already in a position where he decides he only wants to interview for three or four spots? To me, it sounds like Cleveland don't bother calling. Are we going with that one?
I don't know. I don't
know. Do you understand where he's leaning towards here?
The Giants a safe assumption, I would bet.
I still think Atlanta would be an interesting scenario. Miami, maybe, but.
I'd rather go to Cleveland than go to Miami, to be honest.
We'll come back, take your phone calls, 410-583-1057. We're less than a month away, by the way, from pitchers and catchers as well, as the Orioles look to redeem themselves after a brutal 2025 playoffs. Still alive, Pittsburgh and Houston tonight. We're talking about that as well here on The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.